Finally, tonight we're going to remember a woman whose music sounded like rock and roll before there was rock and roll. Think of her as a slicey of rock and roll. She was the first national gospel star. She played New York's Cotton Club and shared a stage with James Brown at the Apollo Theater. Ross Reynolds of member station KEXP and the Experience Music Project Museum bring us the story of Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
There is a moment in the movie Amelie when an old man watches a TV with images of a bicycle race led by a horse, a man doing backflips, and then a middle-aged black woman stands in front of a gospel choir. She has a gigantic smile, and she rips off scorching rock and roll licks on an electric guitar. This is Sister Rosetta Tharpe from 1962, one of her few performances that have been preserved.
I was just blown away by what I saw on that videotape.
George Washington University English professor Gail Wald says it led her to embark on a book about Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
I had heard of Sister Rosetta before, but I had no... When I saw the videotape of her, a lot of things came together. The charisma of her incredible charisma as a performer, her incredible skills as a guitarist. In that performance, she does a move which looks a lot like the windmill move playing guitar that Pete Townsend of The Who would later be associated with.
This proto-rocker was born Rosetta Newbin in Cotton Plant, Arkansas in 1915, the daughter of traveling evangelist and mandolin player Katie Bell Newbin. That's where some of the propulsive energy of her guitar playing came from, according to Marie Knight, who performed with Sister Rosetta Tharpe for 20 years.
You could hear a little sound of Rosetta Tharpe in the mandolin, especially with the rhythm. Mom was full of rhythm, too. And, I mean, that's where Rosetta got it from.
Tharpe toured with her mother from the age of 8. When Rosetta was 19, she moved to New York. Her energy and charisma created a sensation. She performed with Cab Calloway at the Cotton Club. She was the first gospel artist to sign a contract with a major record label, Decca. There she recorded both spiritual and secular music with Lucky Millinder's Swing Band. Check out this guitar solo from That's All. Remember now, it's 1938. '38 culminated with Sister Rosetta Tharpe's appearance at the historic Spirituals to Swing concert at Carnegie Hall. The program read, "It seldom happens that an unknown singer of any classification can come to New York and captivate the town overnight. Sister Tharpe did this, and how." Tharpe was described in Life magazine as moving the saints on Sunday and entertaining the big spenders on Monday. She performed for the troops during World War II.
Say hello to Joe.
Hello, Joe. Way, way out there.
And what are you going to sing, sister?
Down by the riverside.
Well, start digging the decibels, darling.
In 1944, Sister Rosetta's recording Strange Things Happening Every Day hit the top 10 on what were then called the race record charts.
All we hear church people say, they are in this holy way. There are strange things happening every day. judgment day, when they drive them all away. There are strange things happening every day.
Through much of her career, Tharp mixed spirituals and secular music. Gospel fans didn't go for that, according to Marie Knight, a sanctified shouter from Newark, when she began performing with Tharp in 1946.
You see, they feel within themselves, within the church, that you're not supposed to rise above whatever the standard is there. But that's not it. When you have a talent or have a gift, it just don't go for church people. It goes for people either way they go.
Tharp toured nonstop, and that grueling schedule led to one of her most memorable concerts in 1951. Tharp biographer Gail Wald and Marie Knight.
In the middle of this tour, she had had a romance, and she decided that she was going to get married, but there was not really any time to get married. She was on the road, and so
we had a concert in Washington, D.C. at Griffith Stadium,
which was the baseball stadium in Washington, D.C.
They set it up to have the marriage in the park, and also right after the wedding, we had a concert.
Sister Rosetta walked down the aisle from the dugout to second base to marry for the third time.
She was married in front of this enormous crowd, and then afterwards she performed in her wedding dress.
It was a stadium concert nearly 20 years before rock and roll brought women to stadium stages. By the late 1950s, Sister Rosetta's popularity began to fade, but she still retained enough luster to host TV Gospel Time.
This is Sister Rosetta Tharp. We're so happy we can be with you today, and we are proud that such fine people as the makers of Phenomint, the general predictable laxative, are making our visit possible. We are going to enjoy bringing you the best in gospel music during this half hour of TV Gospel Time. So won't you sit back and enjoy it with us? Thank you very much.
She continued to tour in Europe and around the country. Maria Muldaur saw her perform at a New Jersey church in 1962.
She came out in a blue taffeta dress, wielding an electric guitar, and just started singing and taking no prisoners. She was shredding on that guitar. She was playing it quite loud and was electrifying.
Muldaur pays tribute to Tharp on an album called Shout Sister Shout with Bonnie Raitt, Marie Knight, Sweet Honey in the Rock, and Victoria Williams, among others. Gail Wald wonders why it's taken so long for a new generation to catch on to Sister Rosetta Tharp.
I think it has to do with conventional ideas that we have about American popular music, ideas about the roles that women play, ideas about the roles that the church plays, ideas about the roles that particularly African American women play. And because she defies so many of those constructs that we have, it's hard to find a way to remember her and honor her.
Her fans are trying. Sister Rosetta Tharp's recordings are being re-released. Maria Muldaur, Marie Knight, Odetta, the Holmes Brothers, and others have been performing a series of tribute concerts to Sister Rosetta Tharp. And Gail Wald's biography, titled Shout, Sister, Shout, will be published by Beacon Press next year. For NPR News, I'm Ross Reynolds.
And that's all things considered from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.